Are you sure that he's the only one left?
Yes. Don't worry.
Only one?
Mm-hmm.
But there was a whole army.
There sure was.
Yeah. Sister, would you stop doing that and take this seriously?
What is there to discuss? They were to burn down the forest. We stopped them. End of story.
No, it's not. I told you to not give them more arguments to declare war on us. What was to be a scare tactic you made into a bloodbath?
In my defense, they were quite scared.
I can't believe this. The second I take my eyes off of you, this happens.
Sister, do I need to remind you of our oath?
No.
I think I do. We are the envoys of Ariel, here to protect Asel Lorraine in her stead. These monsters were here to burn our home to cinders. And you argue against their demise?
Yes! You know how I feel about unnecessary violence. Don't you forget that we're supposed to work together. But sometimes, it seems like you don't respect my decisions.
And I feel the same as you in that regard. I know your heart aches for every living being that fell here. But I assure you, it was necessary. Besides, it's not that bad. A fair amount of them got away. With the stories they will be telling, no one is coming back here for a long time.
Fine. And what about this one? Why did you not let him flee?
Oh, yeah. Him? Oh, my God. I almost forgot about him. Don't worry. I will finish the job.
What?
There. Nice and sharp. Step back, sister, or would you like to do the honors?
Absolutely not! I refuse to let you indulge in any more of your murderous fantasies! I sense much good on him. It is only misguided.
Good? On a human? Ha! Now you're going to tell me that the Witch King is pure of heart?
I mean it. All he wants is a calm life and to live in peace. Only reason he's here is because he was forced.
Oh.
There's been enough bloodshed today.
Forced? Forced to wear armor and bear weapons against us? Forced to douse the glades in oil? Forced to throw explosives into our home? I don't believe that. Death is exactly what it deserves.
Stay your blade. Sister, please, look at me. Give me your hands. Look at me. Look into my eyes. Enough with the bloodlust. Shaiish permeates this place already. It is done, okay? You have done your part, and beautifully so. There is no need for more death today.
Fine, fine. Oh.
Thank you, sister.
I will allow you to keep your boyfriend, then.
Shut up!
What will we do with him, then?
I'm not sure. We could just release him, but that is as good as letting you have your way. We need to go have a talk with the council first. Maybe we can get a willing volunteer to escort him out?
If you say so.
Are you coming?
I'm not really in mood for soft talk. Can I stay? You know everything that I do, plus we need someone to keep an eye out on him.
I don't think he's going anywhere, but better safe than sorry. Very well. I'll be back in a few minutes then. And sister?
Yeah?
No unfortunate accidents, okay?
I promise he will be intact by the time you come back. Mm-hmm. I'm tired, sweaty, and so done with all this. You are so very lucky, you know that? If my sister hadn't pleaded for you, we could have been done with this bothersome affair already. But no, she's too kind, too lenient, and a bit too innocent as well. Why are you staring at me like that? Making sure to never forget my face? plotting your revenge? Already thinking on how to make me pay for this humiliation? I'm asking you a question, Mayfly. Answer it! My beauty? What? What are you playing at? If this is your plan to make me lower my guard, it won't work. You're not joking? Gods, are all humans that stupid at the face of almost certain death, calling me beautiful at a time like this? What do you find beautiful about me? My curves? My hair? My voice? My smile and laughter? That's the very same thing my sister says. I don't usually get much praise for my appearance. Sure, Isolway, you're a great warrior. You are so strong. We owe you a debt and things like that. But that is not everything I am. People seem more scared than happy to see me, which is fair, I guess. I'm always treated differently than my sister. She's always showered with compliments. And I'm not, despite us looking almost identical. I guess people like her dark hair more, but I'm not being fair to her. She's everything to me. The only one to give me compliments and say that I'm important, that isn't scared of touching me, that holds me in lonely nights and helps with my needs. What needs? Don't make me spell it out for you. When it gets hot and heavy, she's always there. I think she's the only one that really loves me. Why am I even telling you all this? Someone shows me a modicum of attention and I'm already spilling it all out? I guess it is good to confess some of this, especially if it is to someone that is expendable. Shush, don't worry. I made a promise, remember? It's been far too long since last had a moment of intimacy with this. Too much work, not enough time alone. It needs to be kept a secret. And well, sometimes I do wonder how it is to be with a man, and here you are. A prime opportunity for me to take advantage of. No one would know, and even if you spoke, no one would believe in your tales. What do you think? Do I have your blessing to experiment a little? It will be more fun than doing nothing while we wait. Great, let's find out if your tongue is as skilled as my sister's. No, I won't untie you. Kneeling down and bound is the perfect position for what I have in mind. I'll just pull my pants to my size and have a seat on you. It doesn't get much better than that, so start licking.
Good. Calm down. I won't take my panties off just yet. Get a feel for it first. Feel my body with the fabric over it. Oh, that's right. Salivate over me. The scent of my flower and my sweat is as enticing to you as it is to her. Sister always tells me I have the best taste in the world. Just a soaked, flimsy piece of cloth separating us. That's it. Shove your nose in there. Get a good whiff of my soaked panties. Try to get my taste. So good. You win. I can't take this any longer. I need more. Let me pull my panties down. Continue. Oh, fuck, that's good. Like that, that's right. Get your face all messy on my wetness. You are eager. Going. So deep, I really need this. Lap up the juice that drips from my flower. You need to hydrate well. Fuck.
I'm already close back. Don't talk. Let me just ride your face.
Well.
Sister? This isn't what it looks like, I swear.
Pray tell. What is it that I'm seeing then?
I was curious and bored and horny.
And you decided you two should start getting better acquainted?
I'm sorry.
Oh, you better be. You broke a promise. You said he would be left unharmed. And I walk back in here and you're waterboarding our poor prisoner. Barely letting him breathe. Poor thing. Did the bad elf harm you? Don't worry. I'm here now.
Sister!
Her nectar has the best taste ever. Don't you think, human? Don't be jealous, sis. There's plenty to go around.
You're not angry with me?
Of course not. I knew you had the same interest as me. Seeing if men are worth all the trouble. So, is he?
I don't know yet. I had just started.
Don't worry, sis. We will find it out together then. No objections from you, all right? Good boy. Let's keep going from where you two left off.
Okay.
I want to see her quivering on your lips, human.
He's really good at this.
Better than me?
No one is better than you. Keep it going like that. I was already so close before. With your kisses, I won't last much longer, sis.
Don't hold back. Hold yourself well. We can have this moment together. Use your hands on me, sister. My privates feel so lonely. Much better. Look down there. His manhood is showing. I can't wait to have it in my mouth.
Me too. I'm coming. That was good.
I haven't seen you shake like that in a while, sis. So cute.
I need a minute.
Don't worry. Sit down. I'll get him ready for the next part.
Are you untying him?
Of course. Don't you want him to have some fun too? Don't worry if you don't trust him. Put your faith in me instead. There. Now be a good boy and undress for us. He looks good, doesn't he?
It's so hard, almost dripping with excitement.
Let me get him even happier. Put your manhood in between my legs. You feel how warm it is? That is your fault. Seducing my sister like that. You need to right your wrongs now. I'll have my back to you so that you can fondle my breasts and rub that hard thing on my thighs with my flower drips over it.
That looks really good.
It feels really good.
Imagine how it is for him. Your sides are always so soft. Squeezing hard with his manhood between them. With all this sweet honey dripping from your flower, it is getting me all worked up again.
Good. Just let me have this for a bit more. It is amazing. Rubbing right on my butt. Pinch my nipples, human. Be gentle. Yeah, like that.
The head shows in and out from between your thighs. So sleek, it looks so good.
Take a closer look, sis. Kneel in front of us. Take a good look.
I want it. I want to taste it.
You look adorable, sis. Kneeling down, slowly sucking on the head of his manhood. How is it?
It's so good. He has delicious taste, and you too. Your flower drifts on it, mixing flavors. And it is so, so good, sis.
You're making me jealous now. I'll wait just for a second. Let me change positions. Facing him. Now be a good boy and hold out as long as you can. Let me do the movement.
Don't finish yet. I need more of this.
You wouldn't like to disappoint my sister, would you? Look at me. Look into my eyes. Lose yourself on them. And kiss me.
I need to touch myself with this hard, heavy thing pressing down on my face. God, my flower is on fire. This is so good. He's so lustful, full of energy. I love having your slippery manhood rubbing on my lips.
Don't forget the balls. Licking them. Sucking on them. It'll make him even harder. Or so I've heard. Keep sucking on that too. When it isn't buried between my thighs. And I'm still not sure how she finds the time to lick my ass, too.
You chose to have it on my face. You know I can't help myself. I love you too much.
Oh, then you can smother on it a while longer, then. Good girl. Swapping between us. He can't take much longer, sis. I'm sure he's about to falter.
I'm ready. Please do.
Did you hear that, human? She's begging for your seed. I've never seen her be so nice before. Don't keep her waiting. Did you get it, sis?
Yes, I got it.
Then don't be greedy. Share it with your sister.
It is really good.
It is.
Human, I have a request. I need you inside me. You are so pent up. You need to make us orgasm too.
Don't worry, sis. He will surely help us out. Look at his member. Still hard as stone. The dirty, dirty boy has a thing for watching two innocent elven maidens play with his seed. Then again, don't they all? Just go behind us and choose your hole. We will lie down here on the grass.
Sharing kisses with our backs exposed to you. Leaning to one another.
You're learning, sis. How could anyone reject such an offer?
Your body's rubbing on mine, and I'm already so close.
She was such a good girl. I think she deserves to go first.
Lucky me. Part the leaves of my flower with your manhood, then. It is so, so wet.
God's buff. I can feel a bit of it, too. It makes your butt rub on mine. So good. Yes.
Don't come yet, sis. You need to feel this for yourself. Please.
I will endure, as long as you help me.
Like that? Fuck my title. Put your thumb over my asshole and rub it. Oh, yes.
You should see her face. She's blushing so hard. My cute little Adahan. So fierce in battle. So adorable in love.
Shut it, gods.
Can I have some too? It went in so easily. So warm, too.
Well, it was inside of me once a gonna go.
That's so dirty.
In me again.
And back at me. Yes, more, more. I love this. The only thing better than making a good boy get dirty is doing it to a good girl.
You dare stop fucking us. Don't come yet. Don't.
But when you do, take it out of me and finish inside her.
What? What?
Oh, you're going to love it, sis. Your first time getting seated. Just relax and look into my eyes as it happens. Who is my dirty girl?
I am your dirty girl.
Oh, so naughty. I'm going to come. Don't stop. Yes, keep it like that. Oh, my butt is rubbing so well on hers. Don't stop. I can't seem to stop shaking.
Straight back inside me. I'm so close to seeing her shake from your thrust, my sister. It was so good. Please make me feel like that too. Show your mindhood deep in me and seed me like we asked. Please, human, I need it, sis.
She's you so too. Close. Don't pass out, love. Come inside her.
Yes, do it. I'm coming. Oh,
fix it.
Amazing.
See? I told you I sense good in him.
I guess humans are not all bad. Sit down, then. And don't you go running off now. I can still shoot straight.
She still doesn't trust you.
It will take a while for that to happen.
About that. The council has decided that we should deal with him in the way we see fit. They have other matters at hand. I was thinking about taking him to the edge of the forest and letting him go. But now...
Can he even stay?
No one has to know. We can sneak him into our palace.
As long as Dad doesn't find out about it.
Mom won't let that happen.
She knows?
Whatever happens in the forest, she knows. And as nothing came out of what we just did, I think she doesn't see much of a problem with the situation. Maybe because there are bigger problems at hand. But I'll take what we can get.
It will be fun. Our very own human pet.
You're incorrigible, sis.
And you love me for it.